Let's talk about the old Edgewater Beach Hotel. And many people sort of mistakenly believe that that large pink building just west of Lakeshore Drive at Bryn Mawr is the Edgewater Beach Hotel, but it's not. And for more on the history of the Edgewater, John Holden is with us. His book is called Remembering Edgewater Beach Hotel. John, the apartments, was that designed by the same folks that built the old Edgewater Beach Hotel?
Absolutely. The apartments and the hotel were all designed by the firm of Marshall & Fox, headed by the irrepressible Benjamin Marshall, who designed many of the most beautiful buildings in Chicago, including the Drake Hotel. And it might help the listeners to think of the Edgewater Beach as kind of like a Drake Hotel in a resort-style setting. It was right on the waterfront, had golf courses, tennis courts, but more than anything, was probably best known for the amazing big band jazz music that was broadcasted across the country from its main dining room.
Mm-hmm. The Edgewater Beach Hotel opened in 1916 in the 5300 block of North Sheridan, and it quickly became known far and wide for its wealthy residents. And what else was a first at the Edgewater, John?
The hotel had a number of amazing firsts. It had the first indoor parking garage in the world. It also was the place where synthetic shampoo was first invented. But I think maybe for your listeners, maybe the most interesting thing was the place where WGN Radio first went on the air. That was back in March of 1924. And for the first 2 months of its existence, WGN broadcasted from the Edgewater Beach Hotel.
You know, I never knew that. They did do a lot of radio remotes back in the day with some big names, didn't they?
Yes, they did. For that inaugural program, they were on the air for 14 hours. They had the mayor of Chicago and a number of other dignitaries and important people coming onto the air. The station, WGN, was still building its what would be its permanent home when they went on the air, so they had to lease the radio station that had already been built at the Edgewater Beach Hotel.
Mm-hmm. And the main attraction there was the hotel, and they had their own beach.
They had their own beach, and they kept that beach until Lakeshore Drive was extended in the 1950s. That cut them off from the waterfront, and many people think that might have been the first of many problems that befell the hotel in the next 10 years. It closed abruptly in 1967 and was torn down in 1970-71. But in the 51 and a half short years of its life, it really made a huge impression on the city of Chicago and is really fondly remembered by many people still. The Edgewater Historical Society has an exhibit up on the hotel, and I'll be giving a lecture this Saturday at the museum at 5358 North Ashland Avenue at 2 p.m. We were part of the Open House Chicago over the weekend, and we had gangbuster crowds coming into the museum. So we're going to reprise the lecture we presented over this weekend on next Saturday. But yeah, I could go on for about an hour. I know we only have a minute or two here to talk about it, but the place was really something to behold. It was not only extraordinarily beautiful, but it might have been the funnest place in town after Riverview for many Chicagoans.
And famous people stayed there or played there. Bing Crosby, Babe Ruth stayed there. And let's see. Hillary Rodham then, that was her name, attended her prom there. And also a famous story there that was portrayed in the movie The Natural, correct?
That's correct. In 1949, a former member of the Chicago Cubs, a man named Eddie Waitkus, who was playing for the Philadelphia Phillies at the time, was staying at the hotel, and he was shot in the hotel room of a deranged fan who was somewhat obsessed with him. Miraculously, he survived and resumed his baseball career, but the story became a legend. It was first turned into the book The Natural, which was later turned into the movie with Robert Redford.
Mm-hmm. And all that remains now, the Edgewater Beach Apartments at 5550 North Sheridan Road, built back in the 20s as a companion to the hotel. The book, fascinating, John Holden, congratulations. It's called Remembering the Edgewater Beach Hotel. All the best to you, sir. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Bob.